We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Ken, I took this guy home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super geeky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
This is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, and I'm here with my luscious co-host, my male counterpart in crime, Mr. Yes. Ross Martineau.
Hello there, Dr. Kat.
Hello. We are here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions.
Yes. If you have questions, we have answers. You can call the Dr. Kat 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drkat.com.
That is right. And you can support us by supporting our sponsors, adamandeve.com. Go there right now.
Go.
And get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the code DRKAT. That's Dr. Kat at the checkout.
Woohoo.
So here's the thing. Here's funny. Okay. Funny thing. I am preparing to do an infomercial.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. You're right up there with Cher and Victoria Principal.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm so excited. That and Suzanne. If I can only do half as well as Suzanne Summers.
There you go.
I'm very excited.
I think you are the master of your thighs. So
I am. I am at this point.
Good.
So we'll see what happens with that. Thanks to sex toys, I do have very strong thigh muscles.
Good.
Woo. Everyone needs to know that. But anyway, so this infomercial is coming up, and we're featuring 25 sex toys.
Okay.
And I'm in the midst of testing them.
Oh, right.
All.
Oh, that's so awful. What horrible work
My
you have.
My poor husband.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Of course,
so,
I'm picturing him, like, you know, like holding a vibrant in one hand, like stirring up like a pot of red sauce in the other. Come on, honey, hurry up. How's it going?
That's pretty much the deal. And or it's like, oh, we can get two out of the way at one time. So let's break out two, and then we'll start with this one, and we'll end with that one.
Oh,
the strategy involved is just, it makes my head spin.
It's a matrix.
It is a matrix of sex toys. So, but interesting. So I'm trying a few of them out.
Okay.
And I have a little reminder to everyone, because even I will make the occasional sex toy mistake.
Ooh, sex toy snafu.
It's true. So my whole point is to try out toys in a variety of like different positions, mm-hmm, for different orgasms and figure out the nuances, because, you know, as opposed to other infomercials that have focused on erotic products, our whole point is to get into a lot of detail and really offer a sexological focus to them.
Interesting.
And, yeah. So it'll be, and it'll be really fun.
Softcore.
Yes.
No.
I know what you said. Well, no, even more beyond softcore. Yeah, it's got to clear the cable channels, baby.
Okay.
So we'll be using lots of euphemisms.
Ooh, there you go. Right. We're going into Thunder Alley, right, folks.
Right. This is your pleasure zone,
right,
and reaching climax.
Right.
But anyway, so there's this one product. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get it here. It's called Total Euphoria Mini Massager. And as you can see from the picture, it looks pretty benign.
Like Homer Simpson. Or Madge. Marge, if you turn it upside down.
My husband thought it looked like one of the new razors.
Oh, right. Lady Daisy.
Lady Daisy razor. But anyway, it talks about perfect size for discreet, intimate pleasure. It's also waterproof. It's got a velvet coat. Not like velvet, but you know,
I was just saying,
that'd be a little hard to claim.
Right.
That's
Does it
a hard
come
one
with
to
a brush?
Oh my god, a little moldy. And an I3. What does that mean? I3.
Everything's I these days.
I know. It's
I jiggy.
Like, I don't know. It's interesting, but you know, that very good. You know, for clitoral orgasm, things like that. But the way that it's shaped, it's got kind of an ambiguous shape. So I'm
it
like,
does.
How am I going to use this puppy? And so,
which end is up, as it were?
So I picked an end.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I know the clitoral stuff works.
Actually, it looks like this side. This here, you're stretched, and there you're poked. So
right. Oh my god. Yeah, if you guys want to see what I'm talking about, go on AdamandEve.com and look at Total Euphoria mini massager. So, and it's all it says on the box. Contoured for you, worth
the
you.
Mini massager.
Mini. So, but it's about the size of a, let's say, a small remote control for a TV.
Okay.
Okay, we'll say that. Contoured for you, three functions, low, high, pulsation, silky smooth, velvet, coat, may be used in and out of water. But no real directions as to far as, like, how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look totally ambiguous. So
right.
Even as a sexologist, I'm like, well, okay, I'll just try stuff out. So clitoral stuff, okay, all good. inserted it vaginally, okay. right? It got suctioned in.
Oh, oh my God.
And granted, I believe personally I have very strong pubococcygeus muscles because I do my Kegels.
Okay.
Damn it.
I bet you do.
Yes. But we had to go in after it.
Oh my God. We're calling in the troops.
It's because there's nothing to grab on, right? I mean, it's just like this right. ambiguous
like blobby.
Little blobby yeah. thing. And it's cute, don't get me wrong, and right. it's pleasant.
You could put eyes on it. could, cradle your baby to bed.
It would become an anime character, which right. we'll be talking about later. But so anyway, yeah, it was just, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to go anywhere close to anally with it because
right. Hello.
Then it's gone for good. Then that's me in the emergency room. With,
right,
yeah,
with an embarrassing but hysterical dinner party story.
Right, yeah, it's sex chat story. Well, we can talk about it next week. But right. no, so anyway, folks, even I, you know, myself as a sexologist, yeah. trying to look at things and figure out how to use them.
You know what? But we're going to consider you're the Magellan of
right.
sex toys. You know,
right.
you are the explorer
or the guinea pig.
Right. Well, you know, I'm preferring like.
It does sound a little more regal to
there
be Magellan.
Go. There you go.
So. Maybe there should be a sex toy called the Magellan.
Oh,
see,
there you go. The explorer.
The explorer. Right. But so anyway, that was my little blip on the radar. So anyway, we did retrieve it.
Yay!
All is okay in the neighborhood.
Perfect.
And I would say it actually is a really great toy, that it is waterproof and it is, you know, nice smooth material and it's waterproof and
Send
you can
that.
Insert it a little bit, but just hold on to that puppy.
Just the tip. Just put the tip in.
That's right. Just a little tip play. So that's my tip regarding the tip, Ross. Okay, a couple fun things in the media this week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, the C string.
C string.
You brought this to my attention.
I did. And we're not talking football.
Yes. And it's not the ABC. It's the D, E, F, or G string. It's the C string.
It's a C string. So basically what it is, and you know it must be making waves because it made it onto The Doctors, which is like midday television, folks.
Right. Like, oh. That big hunky one, though. Anyway, it's a panel of doctors,
right.
and they were reviewing this. It's called the C-string, and how do you describe it? It's like
it looks like a headband made of hard plastic.
Right.
Right? That's got an earmuff on one side.
There you go.
Right?
Right. So it's like an earmuff on one side, and then just a headband on the other.
Kind of like this prong, right? Like,
right.
And it's this kind of a stiff prong that would extend over your head, but alas, that is not where the prong goes.
Right. So the muff goes over your muff.
It does.
And the prong goes up your butt crack.
That's right, which they couldn't say on The Doctors.
Exactly.
Even though you're right, the cute doctor did attempt to demonstrate, but they didn't pan around the backside.
I know, showing it between his butt cracks. He's really hunky, but the thing I loved is that he kept going back to it. It's like,
this
is really interesting. You could tell he's dying to go home and try it.
Oh, my God. He was talking about it like, well, couldn't this be the after-dinner dessert thing that maybe you don't wear it all day,
right.
but you just wear it for him? And I'm like, oh, he's like figuring out a way to use this.
Exactly. With his boyfriend.
Right. Exactly. Although, I think your stuff would be a little, compromised.
Right. Right.
It is true. But I guess it came out a few years ago, right? Because you had heard of it a while ago.
I had. I think they've been using it in Brazil for a while. Because I had a friend who lived in Brazil for a number of years. And he said, yeah, in the big Mardi Gras parades and things that those Brazilian bombshells bombasting the senses would wear this little clip.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So let's talk about the purpose. The purpose of it, a typical G-string, remember back a few years ago, mm-hmm. women wearing the tight jeans, and they were getting kind of little muffin top hung over the front.
Right.
And then the back side, you get to see their lovely G-string, the string of the G-string,
right?
Right?
Well, at first it was right for panty lines. It was
right.
like how to get rid of panty lines. And
correct.
So you went from the panty lines to the muffin tops.
Right.
Crap.
Yes, very true. And so now, because this is shaped like a C, right? So the front little muff part goes over your muff and it's supposed to fit underneath your pelvic bone a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rigid prong, it's shaped like a C that extends from it, is supposed to basically kind of wedge itself up between your ass cheeks and stay in place.
Right.
That way.
So
you don't have any strings to go over the top of
exactly.
your jeans.
Exactly. And when we're talking about a headband, we don't need like a sweatband.
No.
We mean like those little like, you know, pink and
Sandra
green.
Like a
Sandra D. headband. Yeah. So taking that off your head and it's shaped like a U.
Yes.
And now you're basically gonna kind of put the U on your crotch.
Right.
So one
right.
part is up at your belly button, the other part is up your butt.
Like the one the doctors had mentioned on the show, which is true. A lot of the issues with G-strings that they move around a little bit sometimes. You can actually get some fecal contamination from the anus and can cause UTIs.
Two of my least favorite words in the world were said together. Fecal contamination.
Oh, it's true. Nobody wants that.
No.
Even the scat people don't want that. But so anyway, it's out. It's about. I don't know. You think it's sexy. You think it's not. I think it looks painful.
Right.
Whatever.
Could you imagine you're out at the club? Clunk, clunk. Oh, my God. What is that? Nothing. My headband.
Right, exactly. I guess it's dual purpose that way. Right. You can always, if it gets uncomfortable, right, just throw it on your head.
Right, exactly.
Get your hair out of the way. Actually, during sex, that's really annoying for me. My hair gets in my face constantly.
Oh, so there you go.
You could just transfer it from, again, fecal contamination. Watch out.
Right.
But just wash your hair afterwards.
Or you can wear it the other way so that the muff is on your forehead and you can attach feathers to it and look like Cher from the Oscars circa 1987.
Or isn't Cleopatra. Well, that's for her. But for him this week, there's also a new product coming out in Europe, and it's a Viagra condom.
Well, quote unquote Viagra condom.
Yes. So what do you think, Ross?
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. So, okay, folks, it's a condom that actually has a gel inside.
Mm-hmm.
And this gel, I guess, has been proven to help
for angina.
So
not
helps,
vagina, angina.
Right, and it helps to get blood
circulation.
Flow, circulation. So this gel apparently inside the tight-fitting condom is helping blood flow on your penis, and so it's engorging it and keeping you harder longer.
Yes, in theory, that's what they're saying. And so it's by this group called Futura Medical. They're saying that in their clinical trials, that it's showing that it gives firmer, bigger erections. And I guess our question was, we were talking about this morning, is it going to be by prescription or not?
I don't think so. And here's the thing, of course, according to their study, it's like, well, let's see what the FDA, any other independent study says about this. Right,
right, yeah. So I guess we'll have to see how that is. But yeah, the gel is supposed to basically work inside the condom to help you maintain and have a harder erection. Right. I guess the good thing is it does promote condom use.
Very true. Right. If you want to say hard. Right. Safe sex and condom use.
Right. And then in theory, who knows if the gel really works. But we'll have to see how that pans out. I mean, obviously everything comes out in Europe first. It's probably going to be forever before it's over here. But the leading condom maker here, Durex, is calling the invention the CSD 500. But
right,
obviously the press is calling it the Viagra condom. So we'll keep you updated. If we get
ask
some samples.
For it by name.
You up for trying it out?
Yeah, I'll be up for it.
Literally. And if you guys go on Facebook, I'm on there. It's Facebook/ Dr. Kat VK. And I've got links to all this stuff. So
good.
You guys can check it out.
Perfect.
So now we've got some questions.
Okay. Susan has a mouthful. She says, I'm having trouble giving my man oral sex. He likes to ram his cock in my mouth and throat, and I gag. I've never had this problem before. What can I do to give him what he wants?
Okay.
Breakfast and clean his apartment.
Right. I was going to say, for her breakfast might feel like it's coming up with all the cock ramming.
Right. What can I do for
the
man?
That gag reflex. Right,
make him breakfast, clean his apartment.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. She said she hasn't had that problem before. So it must be specific to this
Maybe
guy.
Maybe he's better endowed than some of her previous experiences.
Might be the case. And, and some guys with oral sex, they like to be very aggressive with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, what works for them is a lot of the back of the throat sort of action.
Right.
It's kind of like the issue with the old deep throat movie, right?
Right.
It's like, basically if she could just have a clitoris back there, she could get off too.
And, there's a reason, that we have a gag reflex.
Yes, there
it's
is.
It's not bad to have a gag reflex,
and
it's because things aren't supposed to be rammed down your throat,
Right.
So, if it's uncomfortable, you need to tell him that it's just not working, though he likes it.
Right.
And the other thing you can do is if you put your hand
around
the base of his dick,
yep,
you actually have a little more control.
It's
so
true. He can still feel like he's ramming.
Right.
But it doesn't have to make it all the way to the back.
All the way to the back. And you can kind of push him away a little bit with your hand so that there's a little more space between the head of his dick and your mouth.
Yeah. No, that's a really good tip. And the other thing is if you really, really want to stick with this and find a way to relax your throat more so you have less of a gag reflex, which I don't necessarily recommend.
Right.
But there are ways to do that.
Getting drunk.
Right.
I feel a thing.
That's right. I barely remember that. But some women find that if they try and swallow as the penis is hitting near the back of their throat, sometimes it relaxes their throat and they don't gag. That's a little tip. I don't know that that works for everyone.
You can't breathe either, but...
Right. You want to make sure you can breathe.
It's
Susan.
Never pretty, you know. You see, like, it's gay or straight. You see those like the pics, the face of like. Right. It's like, oh, that is not turning.
Yeah, if he actually
on.
Looked at you, maybe he wouldn't be as
right.
Into
and it's like the tears are coming down their face, and they can't breathe. And it's like,
true.
Oh,
it's
honey,
true.
Just try something else.
So yeah, you talk to him, but and maybe in a mixture of that, just make sure the issue's out on the table so that he knows that. You know, it works for him, doesn't necessarily work for you, but if there's some problem-solving techniques you can kind of do together to compromise, try the ones we suggested.
Exactly.
Okay, next question. Jason has a mental block. I feel awkward asking this, but here goes. My wife and I have been married for about 2 years and have a 2-year-old daughter. For about the last 6 months, we've been trying for another child. I don't know why, but my lasting power is not what it used to be. I can't last as long, and it's starting to bother me. Not sure what's wrong. Probably in my head. But are there any methods to last longer? So what do you think, Ross?
Welcome to getting older. You know, I mean, that's a natural part of it, right? I mean, it's like, you know, we don't have the erections of a 16-year-old boy anymore.
And nor should we expect you to.
Right, thank you. Thank you for that.
It's true, because I mean, circulation does break down a little bit with age at the vascularity, and that doesn't mean that you can't still enjoy sex and do
and
all the things you did before.
And there's nothing, you know, what's to say that you can't, you know, pound away for a little bit, and if you lose your erection, you go down on her, and then you get hard again, and you just round two. You know,
you just switch it up. You can use some fantasy. You can use a little bit of a mixture of different positions. It's just an opportunity. Anytime there are issues that come to around lasting longer or losing erections, there's just kind of a potpourri of ideas that you can do to try things to switch things
it up.
So that's specific to that.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that I was going to say is you got to, you know, take the baby making out of the room, right? Because it's like, we're going to go now, we're going to make love because we want to make a child. I imagine there's so much pressure to that.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, just have fun, just have sex, you know, get the baby part out of it, you know?
Yeah, the whole issue that was the next thing I was going to bring up, the whole trying for another child thing really, really fucks people up in
that's
the head.
That's what I'm saying.
It's, yeah, and
take
so...
Take the baby making part of it out of the bedroom.
Because if you're not having fun during sex... It's just, it actually ends up creating all these stressors around it and their performance anxiety. And the more relaxed and more fun you can make it, the better. And also, in the meantime, too, is if he wants to try, like we said, always a good backup measure are the cock rings and the penis pumps if you want to try them.
Penis pumps. Talk to your doctor, make sure there isn't any health problems, and talk to them about a Viagra or Cialis, you know, one of those.
Yeah, if you feel like, you know, you want to at least give it a shot, you know, to try. But I have a feeling for him, it might just be in his head, literally.
That's what
I think he's got an idea that's the situation as well. And if it is also a matter of he and his wife taking off for a romantic weekend just so they can kind of focus on having fun again, that might be the easiest solution of all.
Right. We will be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Okay, I'm having guilty feelings over my fantasies because when I masturbate alone, I get off when I have fantasies of guys making my boyfriend give them blowjobs, and then they climax in his mouth and he swallows.
Okay.
All right, we got that. So in addition, there's more. My boyfriend has a boss who's a jerk, and I don't like his boss because of the way that my guy says he treats him. I've never met the boss, nor do I know what he looks like, but I have fantasies about his boss making my guy give him a blowjob to prove superiority over him, and then climaxing in his mouth. My guy likes and swallows it as well. I guess I feel I shouldn't have these fantasies, even though they get me off rather quickly. I know. Well, God, not that quickly. story's about 5 minutes long. I know that my guy wouldn't like giving people blowjob in the first place, except for me. He's a top and I'm versatile.
Hey, good for you.
He would definitely not think of his boss in any sexual manner since he hates him anyways, but I don't know why I'm having these fantasies in which my guy is being dominated. What is wrong? Should I be concerned?
No.
Hell no. Fantasies are fantasies.
They are fantasies.
One.
Fantasies, number one, don't mean that you need to act them out. Don't mean that you need to go to any length to make them real.
Right.
You should just enjoy them for what they are. They're right. Pictures in your head.
Right. As long as they don't involve minors or animals, you know, you're good to go pretty much.
Right. And even then, I mean, there are some camps who say that as long as you don't act on them. I know. Okay. And that's a point of philosophical
that's another
issue.
Show. Anyway.
It is another show, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Yes. So my one take too is it almost seems like it might be, you know, maybe part of your fantasy is you want to see, you know, you want to see your top, big top boyfriend being dominated, and maybe the fantasy that's not coming out is you want to take the top role in this. I don't know. I'm projecting a little bit. You might want to examine it.
I mean, do you feel, it sounds like you feel like you might want to discuss it with your boyfriend. You absolutely could. We always promote communication. Do I think you need to? No. It's a part of your fantasy
life.
Fantasies
can be very personal.
And you know what? Taboos are taboos for a reason. And there are reasons why we as a culture are attracted to things that are naughty and that we shouldn't be attracted to. And this is just the one that you've got. And you know what? It's one of those things, I think, if you give yourself permission and let this particular fantasy kind of run its course,
right,
that's usually what it does.
There you go.
You're going to find something else to get off on.
Right.
At some point.
You can role play. You can make him, yeah, you know, you can be your boyfriend and you can make him the jerky boss and just have him fucking gag you to Portland.
Right. It's true.
But use your hand so it doesn't hurt.
No, that's right. So you don't get your gag reflex. But even the idea of, you know, this is not who your boyfriend is in real life as far as wanting to seek out other men. It doesn't really matter. It's okay. Whatever goes on in your head that gets you off, that works for you, I mean, that's really your own personal thing. And so for you to feel badly about it or to feel guilty about it just is a waste of energy.
Right. I would say, you know, if you're having, you know, fantasies of him getting hit by a bus, you know, as he's getting sucked off by someone, then, yeah, okay, there might be a little guilt there.
Yeah, there might be. That's a little...
Something to look at. But,
right, you know. Right. Exactly. But it's obvious from this that it's kind of serving some other psychological function for
or
you.
Or servicing.
Right, that too. for you. And it might have some other purpose around the power dynamic in your own relationship or
that's
for your boyfriend.
Guess, but yeah.
So. But you know, play with it and don't make a big issue out of it, and it'll run its course.
Yeah.
Super. And Kim is not getting any satisfaction. She says, my boyfriend is 47 and I'm 51. We have been together for 7 years. We haven't had sex in 2 years. He says he loves me, but he doesn't feel like doing anything. Help.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yep. No sex for two.
Oh, girly girl. Get.
Something's going on.
You need the talk. It's like, you know, talk or the walk.
It's true. I mean, you're pretty heavily invested in the relationship. Granted, he's in his 50s, and like we were just saying, things wax and wane physiologically. And so sometimes some men who feel like if they can't perform like they did when they were 19, that they don't want to perform at all.
Okay.
And the issue there, though, for men, especially once they get into the 50s and 60s, if they don't use it, they do lose it. They lose their ability to get and maintain erections as easily as they did. Mm. In actuality, if he's not masturbating, he could actually be doing himself physical harm by not having
sex. Hear that, men? Keep jerking off.
It's true. I mean, he needs to make sure the plumbing, you know, stays vital and working.
But I mean, in this situation, you know, obviously you want to have sex, and so you've got three options, right? As the way I see it, you can keep things going the way they are, and you know, boo hoo hoo.
Yeah.
You can have a talk with him and say we need to start having sex, or you're going to move on.
Right.
Or you need to say you're gonna have sex, but not with him, and
and
see how it goes and hopefully not move on and stay with him, or maybe you'll find someone else and eventually move on.
Yeah. And everyone is in a relationship for specific reasons, right? We're all in relationships for sometimes it's for companionship. Sometimes it's because we're madly in love with someone. Sometimes it's for the physical contact. Obviously, if he says he loves you and you feel loved by him in other ways, some people make peace in their minds with that and you know, just get heavily into masturbation and sex toys.
Right.
It really depends on how much you value that interaction between you and him during sex. So, and you've gone 2 years without it. So if you want to go the rest of your life, that's great. That's super. You're making that decision.
Right.
But do it in a conscious way and have a conversation with him, because otherwise you're in only for more of what you got.
Exactly.
It's not going to change unless you do. And the main thing here is, and you might need some help with it. So I would actually find a therapist as well, because a 7-year relationship, if you want to stick with it, yeah, there might be some other issues going on that are attached to the sex thing that aren't getting addressed.
There you go.
Okay.
Gina is grinning and bearing it. She says, my boyfriend seems to like things bare down there, but up until I met him, I've always only just trimmed using the electric trimmer, keeping the hair short and manageable. He hasn't complained, but I've asked him what he likes, and he's admitted that he prefers no hair at all. I'm looking for an easy way to remove hair.
Okay. So it's interesting. She states separately, you know, that she's tried shaving, hair grows back too quickly. She's tried Nair, but it burns. This is a pretty typical question we get. And
waxing is painful.
Right. Waxing is painful. She doesn't want to go to a salon because she can't imagine having a stranger do it, blah, blah, blah. So the main, my main thing with this question is everyone's got preferences.
Right.
Right? Preferences are okay.
Doesn't mean they need to be met.
That's right. And, you know, I prefer chocolate to vanilla ice cream. But you know what? If I've got vanilla ice cream half the time, I'm usually perfectly happy with it.
There you go.
So I think, Gina, I think you're kind of looking for a problem here that isn't really there.
Right. Keep it trimmed and manageable, and hopefully your guy can, you know, it's not like he doesn't want to have sex with you because you're not bare down there.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a make it or break it issue for
him. Yeah. He's like, I prefer that, and, you know, and maybe every once in a while, I would say suck it up and, you know, let him... I don't understand why you don't want to go to the salon, because I'd say suck it up and say if he wants it bare down there, then, you know, he can pay to have you get it done,
right?
Because I think it's going to be done way better, with way less pain, way more manageable if you have a professional person doing that. But
right.
That being said, it's his preference, not yours, and, you know, I think you can work this out.
Yeah, so. And there's also another little compromise if you wanted to try it. You can also keep things trimmed and short on top and then just shave your labia. Sometimes that's just enough to kind of get a bare feeling but not have to deal with all the, you know, growth on top.
Right.
You could try that too. But really, I think beyond, you know, little tips of how to shave or whatever, it's more about, I think if you're happy with yourself and he's happy with being with you for the most part and everything sounds good, it just doesn't sound like a big enough issue to make or break the issue. It sounds like he's still into being with you.
Yep.
Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take, straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
Okay, we have the featured toy of the week, and this is an exciting one.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. We were talking about Japanese anime earlier, and apparently there is a popular anime, erotic anime character named Sakura.
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 And this is Sakura's tight masturbator.
It is on adamandeve.com. So apparently this is a 6-inch pink stroker, and the anime babe Sakura, whose character it's designed around her.
Which is
right?
Interesting because, so let's get this straight. It's a masturbator for men.
For men.
So it's basically a silicone sleeve.
Yes.
That you grip.
It's supposed to be tight, 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 tight.
Right, exactly.
If you're into the virginal sort of...
Yeah. Exactly, right. You know, the barely legal feel.
Yes.
As we'll say. The interesting, though, it's like, you know, it really does look like it's geared toward, like, 12-year-old girls.
It looks like a Barbie, like a Barbie masturbator.
It's like, it's pink and sparkly.
It is.
Which is crazy.
And it's funny.
Yeah, it's like it comes, you know, along with your Adam and Eve douche, you know, you're going to, you get this little, you know, sparkly purse or whatever. No, it's actually a masturbator.
Right, yeah. No, it's got a really interesting look. It's attractive. But if you can get over the fact that for those guys out there, that it's pink and sparkly and, you know, it's got the anime Sakura, you know, character attached to it.
Right.
Its purpose sounds like...
Your eyes are squeezed tight anyway, so...
Exactly. Yeah. It does sound like it's good for somebody who's just looking for tighter stimulation. So enjoy the glittering cherry blossom decorations that are embedded in the surface for eye-catching flares.
There you go.
The description says.
But also keep in mind that tight grip and that tight vagina that you're experiencing doesn't necessarily happen in real life. So don't get used to it, because right. that'll spoil it with a real girl.
It's just for play only.
Yes.
So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. If you have questions, you can email sexchat@drcat. And don't forget to review us.
Yes, please review us. We'd like to know what you are thinking.
You got it. And you can check out my new video podcast, Daily Sex Tips from Hawaii, on iTunes or at YouTube's 365 Sex Tips. They're fun little 1 to 3 minute video clips. All the sex ed you ever need in bite-sized portions.
There you go.
And visit drcat.com for more info. So have a great week, Ross.
Thanks. You too, Kat.
We'll see ya.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.